International.
Hello and welcome, Mountain Dudes and Dorito Girls. My name is Donna the Dorito Girl.
And I'm Ben the Mountain Dude. What's up, dudes? What? That's a legitimate question.
Not much, Ben.
Oh, great.
Not much, Ben the Mountain Dude. Not a lot has going on is up.
Oh, geez, Dorito Girl.
I hit a little too many of the Doritos on my way to the studio today.
I could hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I had a few too many Cool Ranch mojitos.
That sounds delicious.
I don't think so. I would have to disagree.
Oh, I guess the nacho cheese would be better.
Ew, what?
Ew.
I, on my 21st birthday, I was stupid because I was 21 and I got like really into, we used to have a bunch of Big Lebowski parties when I was in college.
All right, yeah.
Which is now like every fucking place does that. But at the time, it was pretty progressive, I feel.
Sure, you're on the cusp of a trend, obviously.
Anyway, so I got like obsessed with White Russians. And then my 21st birthday, I had, I don't even know how many White Russians.
Oh, God.
And someone bought me a shot called a Prairie Fire. Do you know what that is?
No, but it sounds
gross.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's tequila and Tabasco sauce.
No, I know. I've heard about that. I thought
it's
that
like
was 50, myth, 50. Legend.
No, I drank it and I definitely got it down and then immediately went to the bathroom and threw up all over myself.
Like just white.
I don't know because I was
it's like
blacked
spewing
out.
Ectoplasm.
Yeah, I like literally threw up on myself and had to like leave the bar and walk home with like just a puke outfit.
Dude, happy 21.
Yeah, I really
a White Russian is my holiday
apart.
Drink now. That's what I drink during the holidays because
okay.
It's terrible for you if you do like what like cream or half and half or whatever.
Oh yeah, they're totally not good for your body.
Not at all.
You're not going to keep that traditional Dorito girl physique with a gallon of White Russian
unless you purge and then you don't have to worry about
that's
it.
That's true. Yeah, if you drink enough of them and you puke, please don't get an eating disorder. They're not good for you.
Yeah, don't follow any instructions from this or anything.
They're bad for your bod. You also won't get a Dorito girl physique by by having an eating disorder. You know what's weird? ED is eating disorder, but it's also erectile dysfunction.
It is. Well, are they linked?
I bet if you have an eating disorder, you probably can't get a boner.
You're probably right. In like other, like even in both ways, if you're like way too skinny or if you're like way too fat, like I don't think you're gonna be able to get a boner.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. I just don't think you'd see your boner over your stomach.
What if like, oh, I don't really like where this is going, but my curious mind
must
know.
Well, you said we could be explicit, so now I'm talking about fat guys' boners.
Well, I'm just like, what if you had like so much excess skin that it like hanged over your wiener? Like, could you physically get a boner? Like, where would your wiener go?
Well, I mean, it's going to go... you're asking the wrong guy. I don't know.
Yeah, you got that Mountain Dude bod.
I got that Mountain Dude physique.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, like 35-year-old man that doesn't work out physique. It's perfect.
Oh, gosh. Ew.
Hey.
I mean, not the physique. I'm just still thinking about boners. You know, welcome to the show, guys.
Hey.
Glad that we could start it off talking about boners.
Episode 2.
Yeah, episode 2. Mm-hmm. Coming in hot and hard. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
Mm-mm.
Sweet. Actually, so I did get a fan request already.
Okay.
Already coming in hot with the hot fan tags.
That's awesome. Is it like, hey, don't do anymore? Stop.
No, they have a question. I think last time we were talking about Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah.
Which I've never had.
Yes.
but I think that's in the family of mountain dudes.
I would, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's clear.
And someone wanted to know, how do we feel about 3D Doritos?
Oh.
Do you remember them?
Do they still make them?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think I liked them.
I think I did like them.
Really?
But I also don't really remember them.
I don't either.
Well.
I just remember them being, they're like large and they were hard to like put a whole one in your mouth. Or, were they bite size?
I don't remember.
I don't either, dude. Bring them back.
They were hollow, I think. And I think that they were like woven. Like it wasn't the same like traditional corn chip.
I see.
Texture that you would expect from a Dorito. Uh-oh. You know, producer Ethan.
Here we go.
They tasted like Bugles.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like them. I don't like Bugles, dude. There's what? That. What's yeah. What are they made of?
Fingers.
Yes.
Witches' fingers.
That's why I don't like them.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, they don't taste good, dude. But you know what? I like my Doritos like I like my video games. 2D, not 3D. Am I right, guys? I mean, no, I do like 3D, guys. I'm lying.
All right. Well, that was a lukewarm reaction about 3D Doritos. I like them, I think, I just don't remember. Yeah,
I don't have many memories of them. If you still happen to have a package of 3D Doritos, send them our way, dude.
Yeah, you can email us at DudeVert. Wait, that's our Twitter. You can email us DudeVersGirl at gmail.com.
That's right.
I will send you my personal address.
You may want to use
a
PO box.
If you aim it right, you might be on one of the other shows on Body Tape International.
Whoa.
Yeah, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
What? There's an incentive.
That's right. Baby, given incentives. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my week was pretty nuts. There was a lot of drama that went on. That was nuts, but it's fine. Who cares about that?
It's totally fine.
I did have a really weird experience. This weekend, we went to a Austin comedian's last couple of shows and his going away party
in Austin. He moved, he's branching out.
In New York now.
Is he doing comedy full time? Is that what he's doing or something?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I mean, he probably has to get a job in New York. It's expensive there. Yeah. But yeah, the idea was to reach a larger audience, I think. But anyway, so we went out to his going away party and we were walking into the second show, his last show of the evening. And we ran into him paying for parking downtown. And there was a guy standing in front of the meter to pay. And we assumed that, whoa, my God, I just threw my pencil.
This is an intense story.
We assumed that the two of them were together, like that they got a ride together, you know?
Sure.
And the guy at the meter turns around and he's like, hey, do you know how to work this thing? And we're like, well, yeah, you just like do this. And then he's like, wait, don't I know you from somewhere? And I assume that he's talking to the comedian because he's like famous and awesome.
Recognizable, sure.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, maybe you, and again, I assume that they were together. So I was like, well, maybe you know me from the theater that we were going to. I was like, I do shows there sometimes. I don't know. And he's like, no, I never go to any theaters. Wait, did you work for EA?
Whoa, really?
And I was like, oh, I remember you.
Was this a coworker?
Yes. I was like, I gave you rides home.
Do you remember a name?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But he probably didn't remember your name. Did he know your name?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then he got in the car and left. And then our friend, who was the comedian, was still just standing there. And I was like, wait, you guys weren't together? What the fuck is going on here? Yeah, it was really awkward.
The stars aligned for that awkward moment.
Yeah, that awkward moment.
Wait a minute. How many people worked at EA when you were there?
Oh, a shit ton.
Okay, so it's easy to just have recognized someone but not know their name.
Yeah, and like also when I worked there, I was just like in the zone, you know?
Mm-hmm. You would figure if you could get a job at EA, you'd know how to work a fucking paid thing.
You would think. Although, to that guy's credit, I have had trouble with some of those meters before, too. Because sometimes they don't always, like, read your card right.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah, that's true.
You know, they're a mess.
Technical
I don't know.
Difficulties.
Whatever. EA. you know, get in the game. I don't know.
Yep.
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
Ugh.
Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
If it's in the game, it's in the EA Sports. Remember EA Sports Big?
Yeah.
For, like, the extreme sports shit?
Yeah, people would, like, you would get prank people, and they would always say that kind of
really?
Shit. Yeah, it was what so annoying.
How do you not have anything going on in your life? Are you going to prank call EA tech support?
I don't know.
Was it about their FIFA teams?
Duh.
Always.
Yeah, duh. It's like, may as well be the only game that EA makes, as far as I'm concerned.
Was it more, did you get more for FIFA or Madden?
FIFA.
Really?
Madden's like, give away too much information.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Madden, I think, is less even than NHL, or they're like pretty comparable in terms of like not
really
huge.
Well, FIFA is the largest selling sports game, right?
Oh, yeah, world, it's
definitely.
Like one of the biggest selling
games
period.
Right?
Yeah,
so you're bound to get idiots.
Yeah.
Did you have to deal with foreigners? Why do they not have call centers, or were these just people who were in the United States?
No, there are other ones, but the primary ones are in the States.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sounds like just an incredible job.
Oh my God, it was great.
Getting your foot in the door in the industry.
Yeah, it was really great. That really worked out for me. I no longer work for EA, if you're curious where this story might go. Fans, subscribers, Dorito girls and Mountain Dudes alike.
Our people.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, I don't work in the video game industry anymore, and you know what?
It's okay.
I don't mind.
It's true. What else happened on your week?
That was it, really. I mean, I went to Classic Game Fest.
Briefly, I saw you there
for about 45 minutes. Yes, our schedule was a little too busy this weekend to, really
make it there. Well, you know, you saw everything you wanted to see in 45 minutes there. You could walk through it.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to see some of the panels, but I knew that was the question.
The music was good, in my opinion. I had a great time with the music.
Yeah, I mean, I made it to what I could.
Yeah, and you got it. I saw you at least bought one little thing, a gift for somebody.
I gave it to her today. I bought, there was a booth that was selling badges, like the retractable badges.
Clip things. Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a booth that had a bunch of them, and they had the Sailor Moon, like, cosmetic cases, mm-hmm. the, like, transformation brooches. And so I bought her one of those.
That's kind of cute. Was she appreciative? Did she love it? Did she just love it?
I think so. But you know what? That's the second person from work that I've bought a birthday present for, and got me anything for my birthday.
Dude.
So, yeah. It's
fine.
That's not cool. I just am going to hold it over their head forever until I need something from them about work.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I think it's totally fair.
It is.
Based off of like how much guilt too determines like how many favors I can get in return.
Right, yeah. And you are the sole judge of what the gauge of how big the favor should be.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. I want to know, what did you do?
It was really busy because full disclosure, I work for Classic Game Fest. So I was in the shit all week, but I had to take a day off in the middle, so I did play some games there. I continued to play The Witcher. It was good. But anyway, really big time with Classic Game Fest. I think it went off pretty well. It was a bigger space. For those of you that don't know, Classic Game Fest is it's a ninth year retro gaming expo in Texas, marketed as the largest, and it is retro gaming expo in Texas. In fact, one of the biggest ones in the country, because Portland Gaming Expo, which I believe is the largest, only gets like 8,000 people.
Mm.
Yeah, so like I guess retro kind of caps, you know, if you don't have new shit or you're not showing new games being developed, you're just not going to get as many people,
mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know. But anyway, it was still a big success. Really enjoyed the show. I was running around everywhere. It may have been a little loud. We had the music stage in one corner and the panel stage in another corner. But this was a giant 45,000 square foot venue. But when people started speaking on the panel and there was a band going on, it kind of over you know, was a little too loud, but they did eventually get it equalized out. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cool booths, tons of retro games to buy. I didn't buy anything because I had to pay rent. So
yeah.
But if you were a collector, or even if you're just casual, there was a ton of awesome old school games, and consoles and stuff that you can get, and lots of artists. And yeah, the biggest coolest part was the free play arcade, which had some wacky games on it, like Wacko, I believe.
Yeah, we posted a picture.
See that on the Twitter. Twitter. Yeah,
Dude vs. Girl.
We played a little NBA Jam, and I kicked y'all's asses.
I came into the game halfway through, and I just
win.
Kept getting yelled at the whole time. I stole the ball
lot. You did. You gave me a game. Gave me a good game. I was the Houston Rockets. This was probably 95 with Hakeem the Dream, Elijah Juan, Robert Horry.
Yeah, Ethan chose fucking the Pistons, which is tight, right? But except that he chose Thomas and Isaiah Thomas and fucking Joe Dumars. And then he played as Isaiah Thomas, which if you don't know, he's like maybe 5'8". Mm-hmm. Like, he's not a tall dude.
It was not in my house, man. I was just swatting shit left and right.
Wow, those commercials are great. I like those commercials. They're
not
funny.
In my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Classic Game Fest was pretty good. It's pretty sweet. Next year is the 10-year anniversary. And yeah, I'm a little biased, but we're going to 75,000 square feet. We're taking over the whole thing, so we won't have the loud problem anymore. Music stage is going to be different, but I really enjoyed the music. So I'm going to do a little shout-out to a couple people that I thought you guys should maybe want to check out. Bitforce was really, really good. They're worth checking out. They are from, I believe, San Antonio, somewhere. Houston, they're from Texas. Trio, they are really good. Kind of a, you know, just a rock band playing video game tunes. And they also backed up Mega Ran, who's fairly popular rapper, and he was amazing. I loved his set. He's super positive dude. And he had this really great, he has really good songs. They're really catchy, and he's got a really positive message. And it, you know, a lot of his songs are about gaming and stuff, about being a black guy and being a nerd back in a time when it wasn't cool to be a nerd, and now how everything is, you know, nerd culture has taken over everything, and now he's in the thick of it. One of the coolest things he did was he was like, all right, guys, I'm about to end my set. Hold up something if you got it here, whatever you bought here at CGF, hold it up. And he did a whole freestyle just pointing at things of what they bought and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really cool. And one of my favorites was some guy bought a box copy of Wizards and Warriors 2 with Fabio on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he totally just did a sweet rhymes like, I would bet you didn't know that was Fabio and all kinds of shit. Fucking great. I loved every moment of Mega Ran, and I don't even like hip hop, so I really recommend checking him out. He's awesome. A couple other ones real quick. The Returners from Austin were really good. They have a flautist. Is that somebody who plays the flute?
Yep.
All right. And they played, you know, like Legend of Zelda and stuff like that. And they sounded really good. Final Fantasy tunes, especially with the flute. And finally, Knight of the Round. They were pretty badass. They were a thrash metal band that played Final Fantasy tunes.
And they're knight, like sword and armor knight.
Yeah, K-N-I-G-H-T, yeah. But it's not knights. It's just one singular, Knight of the Round. So they're from Indiana. They came all the way down from Indiana. This is the first time I think they played in Texas. I really wish I would have bought the shirt. I thought they were going to be there the second day, but they weren't. The logo of the shirt was really rad. It was a pentagram, but in the middle of the pentagram was a Moogle face.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it was really cool. So I really dug the music. I want to make a correction. Last podcast, we were like, who is LKR? Who is that and stuff? That was KLR. That's actually Killer, KLR. And it was like, yeah. Now, this wasn't like an electronic chiptunes kind of thing, but she wore a, what's his name? The
Daft
Mouse dude.
Punk?
Daft Punk kind of mask kind of thing. Yeah, like that kind of, but it was like had bunny ears on it.
Okay.
The funniest thing about their set was she had, I could only assume were her parents up there in all black and sunglasses, just like kind of dancing back and forth. And I thought, oh my God, this is either the lamest thing that I've ever seen, or it's so fucking like on point. They just really thought it would be funny to have her parents up there. I have no idea, but there's a correction. It was called Killer. So I think she's a local artist. Anyway, Classic Game Fest, super fun. I thoroughly recommend, if you're in the Austin area next year, check it out. It's cheap. It was like $10 on Sunday. Kids under 12 are free if you happen to have a kid or a brother or whatever. So that was my week. Classic Game Fest all week and the weekend. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it was. I had a good time while I was there. It was actually pretty interesting because we ran into each other shortly after we got there. Mm-hmm. And then I said, oh, I think one of my friends is here, while you were leading me to, there was a guy that had mandalas.
Yeah.
And Ethan got sidetracked at a table that was right behind.
Yeah, I saw you guys. I turned around. I was like, huh?
Yeah, and that was my friend.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
And I was like, oh.
Pretty chummy with that guy. It was yeah. the dude with the huge beard and yeah. like the, he had like a, what was it, like a pizza shirt yeah. on or something? Yeah, he seemed like a cool dude. How do you know that guy?
He used to work at this, actually it's a pretty famous venue, the Blind Pig, but the one in Ann Arbor in Michigan.
No shit?
Yeah, so.
Are they from Michigan? Whatever booth he was doing?
No. He lives here now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
He moved here a while ago, and like oddly enough, I mean, like I go to a lot of the gaming events here, and I go to, not super often because I live in South Austin, but I go to pinballs quite yeah, a bit.
Sure.
At least a couple times a year. And just like some of the other arcades and shit, and I have never seen him.
Yeah.
Which is just weird because like we're in the same kind of thing, like
right, and he stands out.
Yeah. He's like easy to spot for sure. I feel like I am too. Like,
yeah, you guys would both be easy to spot.
Yeah, there's not very many like 5'10" chicks. Period. Let alone ones with like white blonde hair. Yeah,
easily stick out.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Well, that's cool.
What was his booth?
What were they selling there? I didn't really check it out.
He does like chiptune stuff and like 8-bit music. But he had like a bunch of Commodores and shit there.
Oh, so he's just selling retro games.
Yeah. Well, he was selling retro games. But he used to, like, the first time that I found out, because we would talk about video games and shit at the Blind Pig, but the first time that I found out that he like did anything along those lines, or I guess realized like the path of like nerdiness that he went down, right. I went to the Detroit Comic Con and I saw him there, and he had a booth. Oh. And he had like it set up so that people could play, but he had like a sequencer on it so people could like try and make music and wow. stuff. It's pretty cool. He's a nice guy. Yeah, it was pretty exciting. It was actually funny because I saw on Facebook that he was posting that he was going to have a booth there.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, I don't know if he'll still be there by the time I get there, because we got there again with like an hour left of the day. But
yeah, it was winding down.
Yeah. It was still good, though. Most of the stuff was still there.
Yeah, yeah. Some vendors started packing up early and they shouldn't have. But otherwise, yeah, there was a lot of stuff, a wide variety of things for, you know, practically anybody. If you're into retro games, you could have found something there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool because we've gone to like... in Austin, there's also a Staple, which is like a indie comic and zine convention festival thing.
Expo.
Yeah. And at that, I felt like, no offense to the artists there, but I felt like some of the art was not
subpar
where it should be to be there.
Is that, how big is that? Is it small, though?
It's pretty small. It's at the Marquesa. Okay. Or Marchesa, the AFS theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Austin Film Society theater. But
didn't live up to the standards of...
Well, I don't know. It's just weird because like you'll see some things and they're... This is what I was expecting going into Classic Game Fest.
Sure.
Where you like see a couple booths or like one booth per like row, and that one booth has just like... Wow, like you, this is like way below you, and then everyone else, it's like, maybe you shouldn't do this. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
did you pay money for a booth?
Yeah, like maybe art isn't your calling. Listen, I don't know.
I know your mom really likes your drawings, right? But
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like seriously, no offense. Again, I mean, like everyone at Staple like did sell a lot of stuff, and there were like some really amazing artists but it's just like sometimes that caliber is just like.
It's true.
It's a big drop off.
Yeah. And you've got to, especially when like a Classic Game Fest, you got to vet some people. And a lot of people have been around for a long time and they've kind of evolved with Classic Game Fest and they've gotten a little more professional and stuff. But you can tell there's some booths that really put a lot into presentation and what they're selling. And then there's other booths that are just like, I got to put a piece of notebook paper on there and this is who I am and check this out.
That's fine though, because what was crazy and what I'm trying to stress is that like, I thought everything was much better than my expectations. That's going good. In. And then also, I didn't really see I saw a couple of things that I was just like, well, like, that's dumb, yeah. But it wasn't like poor quality.
Right, right. It's just,
it just wasn't something
into.
That, yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. And we did see, I know me and Ethan saw some pretty sweet anime basketball wall scrolls, NBA Jam, Janime. Shit was rad. I know what I'm going to get Ethan for his birthday. A body pillow with an NBA basketball player on.
That, like... I would love to talk shit about sports anime because I do think that is like the trashiest thing in the world, except that I just like seriously binged last month. I it's disgusting how hard I binged and fell off of the wagon of like, you know, I think of myself as like an upper echelon, like snobby anime person. Mm-hmm. And I fucking watched all of Yowamushi Pedal, which was amazing.
Is that about bicycling?
Yes.
Oh my
but
God.
It's so good. So good.
All right. What makes it good? What makes
the
a good
season
cycling anime?
Well, okay. Here's the thing. The characters are really endearing and they all have very interesting all right. backstories.
All right. Well, that's a start.
The main character isn't a traditional cyclist. He's an otaku kid, so his whole thing is that he's like obsessed with anime.
So, like, people can relate,
I guess. So yeah. If they're watching an anime about sports,
that's true. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, but he's like, you know, he's obsessed with anime, and like his whole thing is that he sings this song about this princess from this anime show that he likes. It's just really cute and funny.
And then he rides a bike.
It's yeah,
and wins
and
the
he's
Tour de France.
Really good. I mean, yeah. Spoiler alert.
Oh,
he,
sorry.
He did win. So, yeah,
it would have been great
exactly
if he failed
happened.
And just went back to being.
Well,
he
does fail sometimes.
Oh, of
see,
course.
That's
but that's part of the story.
Yeah,
pick yourself back up,
exactly.
Get off, put your feet in the pedals, and keep going forward.
Yes, it was great. I don't care.
Is okay? The cycling animation good?
It is. It's funny. Yeah, because there was like this big thing on... The reason why I started watching it was because I got some items for it in a... like subscription thing, and then I read the manga and I was like, this is actually pretty enjoyable, and I want to know how this race finishes. Rather than buy the manga, I'll just
watch it. Yeah.
Because I already have like a Hulu subscription. So I started watching the show and immediately fell in love with it. Thought it was super endearing.
Was it accurate to the manga? At least the first part of it, I guess? From what you read?
No, there's actually a little bit of a difference.
So
I was
do you
thinking
think the
about,
ending is then the
no,
same?
No, the ending's the same okay. for sure. There was just like another character that was in it, and I'm not right. sure. They just like wrote that character out of the anime, so. Yeah, but anyway, I really enjoyed the show.
Speaking of sports animes, I have never watched any, but I have heard there's a boxing one. I think it's Hajime no Ippo or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be really good, like really entertaining.
I haven't watched a boxing one. I watched Prince of Tennis when I was in college because I had a friend that watched it and I thought that he was an idiot.
Prince of Tennis.
Yeah.
See, I can understand watching a boxing. I mean, you can tell a really good, I mean, Rocky and stuff. You can tell a good story through boxing, and also I like wrestling, so I'm probably partial, but like cycling and tennis.
Do the cycling
know.
One is good. Here's the thing though, is that like cycling is really big in Japan. Like everyone really? Rides their bikes everywhere.
Oh yeah, well I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's like that was one of the things that kind of sold me on the show too. Like I got this shit for it and I was like, oh man, I don't care. But if I get a manga, like I'll read it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I do actually like, because I'll check it out and see, and if it's something that I like, then I'll watch the show. On Japanese Twitter, there was this...
Japanese Twitter. That just sounds awesome.
It is awesome. There's so much good stuff on there. Yeah, but right after the first season finished, there's this one character that rides his bike up the mountains, and his whole thing is that he... They call it dancing when you like stand up.
Oh, the back and forth.
Yeah.
All right.
But he goes so far that he's like almost parallel to the ground. Yeah, it's really funny.
He's so far. Oh, wait, no, I can't do that.
Oh,
sorry.
God. Oh boy. Well.
They do make that noise, though. Come on. You can't fault me for that. They, wah!
That's true. They do that. Anyway, so there was this kid, and everyone in Japan was, like, trying to, like, do it that way, you know? Like, try and get, like, that close to the ground.
Well, he has the technique.
Right. And it's, like, this big thing in the series or whatever. And someone finally did it, and their friend took video of it from behind and posted it to Japanese Twitter, and it, like, blew up. Like,
wait. He actually like got like almost like 90 degrees over. What?
Yeah.
Dude, he had secret training wheels on that. I don't believe it.
He did it. I saw it. Right. It was dope.
He wasn't an otaku. No otaku could do that.
Well, he must have been an otaku because he fucking watches sports anime. I mean, I guess that doesn't necessarily make you an otaku. I feel like it does, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess anime is different over there. Well, no, I guess it's not. Is it? I mean, is it like as... is it widely watched, or is it a nerd thing there too?
I think it's both.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Whatever.
You know what? Tweet at us at Dorito. at Dude vs Girl.
Let us know.
There's really no telling. Japanese Twitter is great. I would highly recommend it if you're looking for something new to get into.
How do you
Japanese
get to
Twitter.
Japanese Twitter? Is twitter.jp?
Yeah, or you can just, you know,
just type in kanji characters
in Japanese and hope that it hits. Yeah.
I don't even know how to make that with my keyboard. How many things do I have to hold down in order to create a character?
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Well,
I don't know how to do it.
I'm just going to Google search Japanese. I'm just going to put Japanese Twitter.
I do it on my phone. Like, I can do it on my phone because I have the keyboard for it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to do it on a computer.
I
know there's a way, though. See? Look at that. There it is.
Oh, yeah. All right. And you just put random characters. Well, you kind of know a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have two different Japanese keyboards.
Whoa. I've never even seen one before. That looks small.
Oh, well, because it's... This is
I don't even know how the language
works. You hit on one, and then it gives you the characters in that, like, whatever.
Square.
Yeah, and that, like, set... Oh my god, Jesus Christ, I'm just talking about how much of a fucking trash pit I am. This is just so depressing to me.
Because you watch cycling anime?
Because I watch anime.
You fucking pathetic loser,
I know,
dude.
I'm a monster. Speaking of which, I watched the newest episode of Food Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And? Guys, it is really... the stew is really boiling up, baby.
God. Shit. The next episode of Food Wars, the stew is really boiling
up. They go
like
this. They show a knife, and it goes like...
Whoa. Dude, that's smiling. What did they shove it into? Like a
nothing. They just show it.
Oh,
it's like,
oh yeah,
Wars.
like
it's
on
like
any
a title
cooking show.
Court,
yeah, just like cutting things.
Card. Yeah. It's super nice.
Food Wars.
Food Wars is so good. I don't care. Everyone should watch that show.
Yeah, I do need to check it out. I was too busy this week to try to check it out.
Me too. I was too busy. I didn't really play any games, but I guess we'll get into that in a minute. Cool. So what is new? Longest 5 minutes gets an English trailer. I don't even know what that is, but I watched the trailer and I still don't know what it is.
That's a game? Longest 5 minutes?
It's some Japanese game.
No.
I don't even know what console it's for.
Really? Yeah, I've never heard of this.
It got its English trailer today.
Great.
I don't even understand what the combat is for it.
What type of game would you
say? I have no idea. I watched the trailer and it's like, it's just like a prelogue. And then it just shows some images, and then it's like sometime.
That's not a good trailer.
You know how it is. Like sometimes they show like those pre-trailers that actually like don't give any information.
Yeah, it's kind of like a preview, pre-trailer, preview.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, I've never even heard of that. Do you know who's making it?
No idea.
Great.
I don't know anything about it.
I think you just made this up.
I did.
I didn't play anything but the longest 5 minutes.
I swear to God, I watched the trailer this morning. I have no idea what the game is about. It's anime style.
Okay.
I I don't know.
Does it look like it might be an RPG?
I have no idea.
Damn.
I mean, that would be my guess just visual based novel. Off of the style.
Yeah.
But it could be a fighting game. I legitimately have no idea. It could be a puzzle game even. Could be turn-based. I don't know.
The longest 5 minutes. That could mean a lot, though.
Yeah. I mean, that could mean anything.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't watch that at all because I have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
So thanks for bringing it up.
No problem. Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
If you know what it is, you could tweet at us at Dorito versus Mountains at do.com.
Yeah, you know
at
what?
Do the do.com.
if you know what longest 5 minutes is, go ahead and tweet what it is, hashtag mountain.
No, just tweet I know what it is and that's it.
Hashtag mountain dude. If you don't know what it is, go ahead and tweet what you don't know it is.
Provide a link to it though, please.
I can pull up a link
so I know what it
I'll
is.
I'll send you the fucking link. If that's what you want, fuck you. Oh man, I bet someone's jacked about that game.
No, you're
that's
probably
why I
right.
brought up.
You're probably right. You're probably right. You there's what? Some dude who's like, oh fuck yeah, dude. I don't even know what it is, but I'm so stoked.
Maybe there's got to be someone out there that's like, oh fucking finally, you know. Man, yeah,
it's true.
It was like me, like that's like E3 every year. It's like, oh my god, are they gonna show a Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer? And then Jesus, it's like, whoa, it starts with a black screen. Oh, and then it's like, oh no, no. Okay, yep. Well,
that guy, how long has that game been in development?
Oh, 100 years.
I think Walt Disney was actually working on it. He was still alive and worked on it before, when they started that shit.
Yeah, apparently. God, that
the story's really convoluted too, is from what I understand from Kingdom Hearts. Like, if you played all the games, you're like,
I played all of them.
Yeah, but do you know what's going on?
Yeah, totally. Except the ones in between are the ones that don't make a lot of sense. Oh yeah,
because there's like side story weird.
Yes. Yeah.
They have such the weirdest titles.
Yeah, because I had a PSP.
Oh yeah.
So I could play the DS one and the PSP one.
Oh, that's right. They were two separate on two different. Oh wow.
I love that series. Whatever, I'm not alone in that. Other people
not
love that
all.
Series.
That series is beloved.
It's very good. I would love to play it again.
Yeah, do you think it still holds up, the first one?
I don't know. I played the first one again before the second one came out, and then I feel like I played it again after that, but I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time.
I think it still probably looks good because it's got the, you know, it's the classic look of the Disney characters and stuff, but does it play well?
I don't know. When I played it again, I had to have played it again like 5 or 6 or 7 years ago.
5 or 6 or 7. About a decade ago.
No, it was definitely in that range.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it.
And I remembered enjoying it, but it was not as challenging as the first time or
sense.
Second time I had played it. Or third time. I played that game a lot of times.
Wow.
It's a good game.
Yeah. It's true. I played it once way when it first came out, and I remember enjoying it. It was good. Square, dude.
Yeah. The second one's good, too.
Yeah. I did play the second one, too. I don't think I finished it, but I played a lot of it.
I don't really remember a lot from the second one, to be honest. I just remember there's that ice cream. Shout out ice cream.
Oh, dude. Oh, fuck.
Dude, I got some ice cream last night.
What kind?
You know, here's the thing. Dorito girl, not really into ice cream.
Oh.
Sometimes I just...
I'm kind of the same way.
I like it, though.
I do, too. Every once in a while, it's good. Like, when I have it, it's good. But I don't, like... I don't go to the store and buy it, you know?
Well, I did that. In fact, that's actually the only time that I buy it. Like, I'm not walking by an ice cream place. Like, there's a lot of ice cream places in Austin.
Yeah, there are.
But I'm never, like, walking by and I'm like, oh, that would, like, be really good
that's
right
true.
Now.
Yeah. It's usually a planned thing. Or let's go get ice cream.
I only ever buy pints, though. Just little. Yeah.
Well, what flavor was it, dude?
It's chocolate. and then the other side's like vanilla and chocolate.
Oh.
And then it
Halfies?
Has... It's a... It's one of the new Ben and Jerry flavors with the core. And this one,
I've had the core thing before.
The core ones are good, except it depends on which one you got. And this one is a cookie core. And I was like, so it's like cookie dough.
Right.
And then I get it and it's like crushed up Oreos. And I'm like, this is the fucking best thing that God has ever made. Praise Jesus.
I'm a believer now.
It's so good. I can eat it all right
now. Mother Mary, thank you.
It's so good.
Yeah, ooh. The core stuff is, oh man, I've had that before. That dude.
The core ones are good.
Fuck.
Dude, the core ones are where it's at.
It is good stuff.
Okay, so another thing that looks really cool to me, which I forgot until right now that I'm looking at my paper. I really actually wanted to play this earlier today, and I'm a piece of shit, so I didn't. But they added stunt races to GTA 5.
Oh, yeah, they did, didn't
they? It looks so fucking sick.
I saw that there was a trailer. I didn't watch it. I saw, like, the still of it, and it looked... Oh, even just the still, I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah, it looks dope.
Yeah.
It looks so sweet.
Is it so... it is a multiplayer thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's for the online game, so you can't play it in the regular.
Are these pre-made, created stunt tracks, or this people make their own
tracks? I don't know if you can make your own.
Yeah, probably not.
I think that it's just the ones that are pre-made. Yeah. But they, like, go, like, through the city, like, above the city and stuff. And
yeah,
then they
that's
have, like,
it,
these
yeah.
crazy ramps. And
dude, that's so much fun. Because just even dicking around in GTA and just, like, finding the ramps and doing the jumps and stuff is fun. I can't even imagine. And then multiplayer with multiple cars doing that too, and
yeah,
I imagine you could probably fly a helicopter through that shit if you wanted
probably.
To as well, and knock over cars and stuff.
Right,
it's man, it is a GTA online, it's that's just such a great idea. And I don't think it will GTA 5, I don't think the online portion will ever die until a new one comes out. I think that community, especially with that game, will continue to play that, even if they stop adding updates, until a new Grand Theft Auto comes out. It's that good.
Yeah, totally. I mean, they continue to add updates, so I mean, there's always
constantly.
New stuff coming out for mm-hmm. it, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I follow them on Rockstar and Instagram, and every weekend they have some sort of event or mm-hmm. something going on in GTA.
Yeah, they're really good at that. I mean, Destiny does that to an extent too, like they try to do a lot of like community events,
yeah,
and things
engagement.
But they mainly target like the PvP stuff, and
yeah.
I don't care about that.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, I like doing that every once in a while, but this is such a bummer. Did you read the No Man's Sky stuff? The No Man's Sky spoilers?
All right.
I didn't. Okay. Full disclosure, I didn't read in detail the spoilers. I just looked at the title or the first couple of lines to get an idea of what was going on.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So first of all, you were the bearer of bad news last podcast about No Man's Sky being delayed on PC. So thanks. And now you bring this up, man?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm still, that means I'm just going to get it on PS4. I'll, you know,
so it looks good,
it
though.
It does look good, but here's the deal. So No Man's Sky, if you're not familiar, is a PS4 and PC space simulator, essentially. Discovery kind of simulator.
Yeah, it's like a space exploration game.
It's a space exploration game. It really hasn't, I don't know if anything like this has been done on console. There's been stuff on PC that's similar to this, but not really with the same idea, to where they have like 18 billion stars and planets because mm-hmm. of an algorithm that they created, and people are supposed to start out in different points of the universe, and the goal is to get to the center of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But you find planets and stuff, and you can harvest resources.
And you can name them.
You can name items if you discover them first. There's combat. There's selling stuff, trading, and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it's pretty epic in scope. So supposedly, the game leaked. And from the first story that I saw, there was a guy who was starting to do spoilers, but then he was like, yo, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to spoil anything for you guys at
mm-hmm.
all. So that's like, oh, shit. Fuck, dude.
Mm.
If it's so good that he doesn't even want to tell people, but he could, that's awesome. But then there was another person, or maybe it's the same person, I don't know, But this guy was dropping hints and spoilers and stuff like this.
I see. I just read it on Reddit.
Yeah.
So I didn't see anything aside from the mega spoiler thread is what it's called on Reddit. And it's one dude that has been playing the game for a few days or whatever now. And he posted some pictures of some of the stuff that he saw. He said that I wouldn't say that this is a spoiler, and I wouldn't necessarily say that it's a negative thing.
Or that it's even the truth. He could be lying.
I don't know. I mean, this seems pretty legitimate to me, what I was going to say, because he had like several points on it. But one of the things that he said was he had been playing for a little bit, and he finally just got to a place, a galaxy, where there's three planets that actually have anything that's harvestable on it. So this would have been
there's like barren planets?
Multiple barren planets. He said he had been playing for a while. Well, here, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's not really a bad thing or a good thing.
Because that exists in the universe, right. I imagine.
And also, like, who knows where you're going to start? And also, right. Who knows, like, what part of the dev kit this is? You know what I'm saying?
And there's obviously going to be a day one patch. That could be a bug or something.
Well, so they already released the patch, and there was an update saying that things got a little bit better. But the biggest complaint that I saw were about the space combat, which is fine, because like that for me, that's my least.
See, that's a little worrisome to me, because I love, one of my favorite games of all time is TIE Fighter on the PC.
Yeah.
And I think you guys came over once, and I had like I think Ethan was like, "What the hell is that?" And I had a giant joystick and a throttle thing, because I was starting to get back into some of the space sim stuff. That's a little disappointing to me if the combat's not great.
That's not why I'm interested the game.
But that's what's cool about it. That's not what, you're not forced to do that. You can do other things.
Right. I mean, like the idea of like flying around and discovering these new planets and finding these new albums.
Cool. Yeah.
Or albums, animals is what's most interesting.
That is cool. Yeah. But I'm curious about are the animals going to start looking similar in these other planets? You know, I know they probably have some parts of animals, and they have some random number generator that just throws them together. I don't know. But.
So he posted pictures of some of the animals that he saw, and that was what kind of bummed me out. So I was, again, I was less bummed out about the space stuff. But one of the pictures of one of the animals that he saw, it looks amazing.
Okay.
So graphic wise, it looks phenomenal.
That's good.
However, the animal looked like something I created in Spore.
Like it was like weird,
a souped up version of a thing that I created in Spore.
Well, I mean, did it look alien?
Yeah.
But
I mean, it looked like
alien?
A prolapsed butthole on top of a giraffe.
Whoa.
Yeah, it had like rhino legs, and then it was a prolapsed butthole on a giraffe.
It sounds like a creature from Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of looked like that. And I think that those were some of the comments, but.
So here's what the worst thing that I heard is that some guy, if it's this guy, I don't know, maybe the same guy, claimed he got to the center of the universe in 30 hours. That sucks, because I would have figured it's going to take fucking 500 hours or something to somebody reaches the center of the universe because of the scope of this thing. But 30 hours, not, I appreciate 30 hours because I'd love to finish a game in 30 hours for me, because I'm so busy that's a good timing. But with a game like this, I wanted it to go on forever. I guess you don't have to go to the center, but still,
yeah,
it's a little disappointing.
I don't know. I think that I would take that with a grain of salt, because it's the same as like the people, like everyone did that with Skyrim after everyone played through Skyrim.
Through the main story.
Right. But everyone did that with Fallout 4 when that came out, like, oh, this map's supposed to be huge. Like, how big is it? And then like one person was just like, fuck the game, I'm just running to the other side of the map.
That's true. But at the same time, those games are confined to land masses. This is the fucking universe, dude.
Right, but I mean, if his goal is to get to the center of the universe, then he's not playing the game that it is designed to be played where that's you're true. Exploring
if,
shit.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. And if I will, here's a caveat to that. If you point your ship to the center of the universe and you just let it go and it takes you 30 hours to get there, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
If you just like in game, it takes you 30 hours to fly to the center of the universe. That's all he did. Uh-huh. But if in the middle of that, he did some exploration, he did some trading, he did some combat, spent several hours doing that, that disappoints me. Cause then I'm like, well, if he did some of that stuff too, and in 30 hours he got to the center, then that means he probably got to the center in 20 hours. But
yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
But I did like, I noticed the Reddit thing and I saw, I think somebody posted the 7 stages of grief for No Man's
Sky.
Oh,
yeah, I saw that too.
It was like shock. The first stage is shock. This game doesn't have everything I imagined in it. How does it not have everything I imagined in it? The second step is denial. Well, the leaker must be playing a demo build. It just can't be true. The next step is anger. Sean lied to us. It's all his fault. The next is bargaining. And, well, maybe it can be fixed with updates, right? And then the next is depression. Oh, the game is the biggest letdown. It's time to kill myself. And the two final phases are testing. I guess I could watch some videos before I buy the game. And then finally, acceptance. I don't care that it was hyped too much. I just want to explore cool shit. And I think that's where I'm at, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel about it, too. I mean, you always have to take leaks with a grain of salt. Yeah. I don't think you can.
Yeah. And I, you know, for me, I'm going to drop the money and just buy it. I'm not going to wait for reviews. I'm just going to, I'm that excited for this game.
Yeah, me too. I've been waiting for it long enough. I don't really care. If I get 2 hours of playtime out of it, then it still is worth it, because I've spent $60 on other games that I played for like an hour and I was done with it.
Exactly. And the story behind this game is really cool in that the guy was making it, and then I think he got on the video game awards to show it off, and he was like really nervous. I remember this a few years ago with Jeff Keighley, and they showed it off, and everybody was blown away who was watching the Gaming Awards, being like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I remember.
And then
that.
Sony was like, here's money, we will give you money, just let us put it on our console first. And yeah, so I've been stoked for a long time for this, and what, August 8th, right? This next week.
Oh, yeah,
God. We're gonna be talking about that the week after,
following week. Yeah, I'm sure there will be some more information coming out prior to that release, so I look forward to more shitty spoilers.
Man, I hope not.
I guess well, you know, I don't know. I mean, we talked about this last week with trailers. If it's something that you're really into, then don't read the spoilers. I don't know that the game is necessarily spoiled for me, because it's so experience-based and based off of what you're doing with it.
At least with games, I can watch a trailer that's showing gameplay just so I get an idea of what the game is. Whereas with a movie, you can get an idea. You know, you get more because it's just a movie. You're not interacting with it. So I can watch game trailers a little more easier. I can, if I'm really hyped for stuff, than movie trailers. But yeah, I mean, dude, if you dig it and you want to play it, don't let you mark. It's all marketing and hype, guys. It's really all it is. I work in it. That's what it is. And it's, if you build it up in yourself, that's your fault.
Right.
If you get super let down. But if the game's broken, obviously that's not your fault.
Well, I mean, have realistic expectations too. I mean, nothing is ever going to meet what your imagination thinks.
Your life will never meet your expectations.
On that note, if you are feeling suicidal, please contact the suicide hotline.
Dude, that's a good message, man.
Thank you.
That's a good message. About if you're feeling suicidal about No Man's Sky, please call the hotline.
Well, you read the seven stages. I'm just saying, you know what? Suicide isn't a joke.
It isn't. No, it's not at all.
If you're feeling that way, if you're feeling depressed,
first of all, get some perspective. It's just a game, but that's not going to help. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
Oh boy. Okay. Another cool thing that happened this week is today there was a huge leak. I guess it's not a leak. It was a trailer for Pokemon for Sun and Moon. So there was a whole bunch of new characters announced, which is very exciting to me.
There's a ton of them.
I love Pokemon.
Well,
I've played every single game and I'm very excited for this one. And the new characters look so cool.
The one that I've seen gets lots of hype is the Pikachu ghost thing. That's, I mean, even me, I'm not a big Pokemon guy. I was a little too old. I think I was like 16 or 17 when the first game came out. So I was like, no, dude, I'm ripping off heads in Mortal Kombat and playing that baby shit. But I understand its appeal. And I did start playing Pokemon Go because I was forced to for work. But I mean, yeah, the ghost one is a great idea. Even for me, who's not big on Pokemon, just that idea that it dresses up like Pikachu to, so somebody would love it is,
yeah, it's pretty cute. Oh my God,
it tugs on my heartstrings.
Yeah, it's pretty cute. It's pretty cute. There's a couple interesting Pokemon. So there's a new evolution for Exeggute, which is Exeter. Is what it's called, and it's the one that looks like a palm tree. It's like 3,000 feet tall. There's like a shit ton of memes about it on Twitter. Whoa. Right now.
I haven't seen this.
It's very funny.
I thought if it was egg, I thought it was the eggs.
It is.
Oh, yeah. It is? Okay. Yeah, but that evolves into a palm tree.
So its second evolution is, it's Exeggute, then.
Excellent.
Yeah, so, all right, okay, so there's a new evolution for it. Originally, it was Excellent, then Exeggute, which looked like a stumpy palm tree with eggy coconuts.
Oh, okay.
So it has three heads and some palms coming out of it.
So weird.
It's like stompy. And then now there's a new one, Exodor. Exegudor. I can't pronounce it. I'm a fucking idiot.
Well, some of these Pokemon names are ridiculous, dude.
That's true. So this one is a palm tree. It looks really stupid, but the memes, if you're on Twitter, it's fucking hilarious. Some of these memes, like, people are already posting jokes about it being on Pokemon Go, and like when you go to look at the Pokemon, it just takes up the entire screen and goes off of it.
You just gotta scroll and scroll and
right,
scroll.
It's hilarious.
That's funny.
There's also a couple of other interesting ones. So there's now ice version, so you can ice evolve some Pokemon.
That was not a thing before.
There is an ice type, but you couldn't.
Okay.
Like
an ice type,
right? So Vulpix and Ninetales, Sandshrew and Sandslash all have ice types now. Mm. As well. So if you have a Vulpix or a Ninetales, it looks like there's going to be some way that you can turn them into ice Pokemon, which is pretty interesting because Vulpix and Ninetales are fire Pokemon.
Does that change the way they look?
Yes, they look like crystal. It's
cool.
Really cool. Yeah, that's Vulpix awesome. Is one of my favorite Pokemon, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Are you going to get both versions of the game?
No.
Do you never do that?
No, I don't.
What's the difference between them?
You get different legendaries.
Okay. Have you gotten legendaries before? Is that actually part of the game? Or is that like a hard thing to do?
Yeah.
What's the hard thing? Shiny Pokemon?
Yes.
That's the hard thing.
Yes, shiny Pokemon. And actually, it's kind of interesting that you mentioned that because they built into the game this time. I mean, those have been built. Shiny Pokemon have been built into the game as well. But they built in... what are they called? Minor. It's a rock and flying type Pokemon. It looks like so stupid. This is my least favorite one that they've announced so far out of all of the new Pokemon, because they release a laundry list of new Pokemon today.
It seemed like a lot. And then didn't they release a bunch of them like a few weeks ago too?
Yeah, so they've been slowly kind of announcing some new Pokemon, but today they announced quite a few, one of which is Minor, which is a rock flying Pokemon, and it has like six different color variations. So it's like built into the game, or more easy to get or whatever. Yeah. I guess of a shiny a kind very, of
yeah okay
right. There's also, oh my God, these are so dumb. They released four other Pokemon that are all these birds, and it's like they
birds,
are
dude.
It's like they're different dance styles.
Huh?
So there's Bailey style, which is a fire type Pokemon, and it kind of has like a merengue or like cha-cha
really?
Kind of outfit.
Yeah.
Kind of look to it.
Yeah.
Pom-pom style, which is an electric, and it looks like it has pom-poms like a cheerleader.
Please do the electric slide.
There's Pow style, which is psychic, and it's like a luau dancer kind of a thing.
All right.
And then there's Sensu style, which is a ghost type Pokemon. It looks fucking badass, and it does like the traditional like fan geisha type
dude,
dancing, which is
Sensu
really
style sounds like the coolest martial arts technique ever.
It looks dope too. Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of other stuff. I mean, if you're interested in Pokemon, I would definitely check out the trailer. I actually really enjoyed this trailer. I thought it was better than the last one that they did. There's a lot of new moves. There's something really interesting called Totem Pokemon, which is like a larger version of a Pokemon that can call on other Pokemon to fight for it.
Dude.
And those ones have like higher CP or something. Pokemon, I don't know. Pokemon seems
advanced so far.
Every time it comes out, it's like 1,000 times more advanced than the last one.
So do you think a kid, like a 10-year-old kid, could get into
Totally.
But even though it's as advanced as it is, well, there's so many resources where they can find out how to play.
Definitely. There's also Z-type or Z-moves, which you get one per battle, and there's a different one for each type of Pokemon. But they're like these super, like, way OP
super
attacks. They're fucking, they look dope as hell. They showed a couple of them in the trailer. I think that's sweet. I'm fucking so excited. It comes out November 18th. It cannot get here soon enough, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, speaking of Pokemon, did you hear what happened last night in New Orleans?
No, I didn't, but I do have some other weird Pokemon Go news. What happened in New Orleans?
So a statue of Pikachu was erected in a park overnight illegally in New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah, and it looks like, I don't know how, it looks like it's at least like 3 feet tall, if not taller.
Huh.
And it was apparently erected overnight in a park in New Orleans illegally.
Like a real, like, bronze statue or something?
From the picture that I saw, it looked like a freaking bronze statue of a damn Pikachu. I don't know if that was a hotspot or something for Pokemon Go, but, and if it's even going to stay there, but really, if you've done that's, I don't know, how does that happen?
I don't know. That's sweet, though.
It's cool, but but yeah, like overnight last night, a damn Pikachu sprung up in a park in New Orleans.
What's funny? How weird. Yeah, I didn't hear about that. I did hear some pretty interesting things. Apparently, so there's a bunch of weird shit going on right now with Nintech, the company that made Pokemon Go.
Oh, Niantic?
Yeah, a lot of people are pissed at them about this last update.
The feet.
Yeah, so if you haven't done the update, it removes the feet tracker, so you don't know the distance. However, who gives a fuck? Because, like, that was broken like, pretty much day one.
It's
so
like it was broken, so instead of fix it, just take it out.
Or they took it out so that they can fix implement a better system.
It's not vital to the game. Right.
I mean, it wasn't working anyway, so I don't really understand what the complaint is, but people are like trying to sue them and them for their money back. They've plummeted the reviews for it.
Oh my god.
It's hilarious because just last week we were talking about how people were all these ding dongs bought the stock for Nintendo,
right,
then they were like, "What the fuck?" and then switched over and bought all their stock, and now it's just now gotta that,
oh
be like
god.
Plummeting
Jesus
right now.
Christ, people.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
Oh man, what did the feet do? Did you told you that it was close?
Yeah, so it was originally when the game came out, it was supposed to be one step meant that it was relatively close, okay. 2 minutes was a bit further, and three, except that no one really knew what the actual distance was with the steps.
Right, or what direction to go?
You can tell the direction. You can still do that. Exactly.
Okay.
Well, not the leaves. It pulses.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if you select a Pokemon and then you move your phone in that direction, it goes like, meep, meep.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, if this is your complaint with the game,
again, perspective, guys.
I just don't get it.
You can still have fun.
Who gives a shit? Yeah.
What you want to do with it?
Yeah. Whatever.
And more than likely, they're going to patch it back in at a later date. So, like, patience.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they? And if they don't, who fucking cares?
That's a whole thing with, I'm a gamer. I'm a gamer for my whole life. But geez, guys, when some of y'all, the slightest thing sets you guys off and you guys just turn into, not you guys, but there are certain segment of gamers that just like go apeshit over the smallest things.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane to me.
By the way, games are supposed to be fun, y'all. It's supposed to be fun. All right. That's, it's like, it's called a game for a reason. So.
There was also apparently, which I did not know, but apparently they shot down rumors today that there was going to be a Harry Potter go or something along
those lines. Somebody mentioned that at Classic Game Fest, like, that's coming up. And it was like,
it's
what?
Not. They totally iced those rumors today.
How could you play a game of Harry Potter
I have no idea. I mean, I assume it would be like a Marauder's Map kind of thing or something. I don't know.
Didn't the new book come out?
There isn't a new book, but the new play.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, right, the cool. Cursed Child or whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, but no Harry Potter go.
Mm-mm.
That's unfortunate. Digimon go? Oh, come on, dude. Yu-Gi-Oh go?
Oh, boy. Yu-Gi-Oh. Ugh.
Beyblade go?
Yeah. Ugh.
Pogs?
Pogs are tight.
Yeah, pogs go.
I don't know. That's crazy. I just don't get it, but whatever.
They'll calm down. They'll find something else to get upset about.
Right.
Your time.
So, games that are coming out this week that I only wrote down, I didn't write down all of them, but the ones that I thought looked cool, there's Abzu. Which looks interesting.
It does. It looks very Journey-ish.
I don't know what exactly the point of the game is, but it looks beautiful.
And it's for those of you that are not familiar, it is an underwater deep
diving.
Sea diving adventure. I don't know. All the trailer is somebody like scuba diving, like kind of scuba diving, just around really pretty environments.
Right. So there's like coral reef, there's fish, there's
super awesome
whales.
Animation with the fish, schools of fish and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really beautiful.
It does.
It's coming out for PS4. It's an exclusive.
Yep.
It's $15. So.
I think, and they may have a sale going on right now for it.
Right, excuse me. So it's $15 if you're a PlayStation Plus person. If you don't have PlayStation Plus, I think it's still only like $19 or something.
Yeah,
so it's not really that much difference.
Yeah, but it does look, it looks like, again, like Journey, that's just one of those kind of like maybe hop in and it's a really relaxing, just like... throw on some headphones and get immersed in the world type situation.
Yeah, it looks really pretty. I'm deeply considering buying that.
Yeah.
There's Gal Gun Double Piece, which is another PS4.
Damn.
It's a PS4 exclusive. This game is getting This game is getting a lot of buzz that it normally would not get.
Why?
Because it is rated E for everyone.
But it's all sexy, right?
Panty shots. The premise of the game is that you play as this high school boy or middle school boy or something, and you shoot like pheromones at women or at your school children, and they're just all souped up for you or something.
That sounds so hot. I think I'm getting a boner underneath my fat.
Oh, there's a Dorito dude. Wait. Mountain Dude. Fuck me.
So that's why it's Gal Gun, like he's shooting a gun at gals?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, he's not shooting a gun.
Well, a pheromone launcher.
He's not even holding. I mean, you're not holding anything. It's just that you like move.
Concentrate your feelings.
Yeah, and then it's like a heart pink cloud gets blasted at these girls. No, you don't even see him.
Oh, it's like first person?
Yeah, so it's it looks like kind of like a dating sim. I don't really know what's going on with
but
it.
But it's seriously rated E for everyone.
It is rated E for
That's
everyone.
Not a
it
mistake.
Is I don't know. That's what everyone's talking about right now. It is panty shots galore. It has a terrible rating also, which who knows if it has a terrible rating because it's a terrible game or because a mom was like, my kid likes anime and doesn't need to see crotches.
Still, dude, I mean, if your game sucks, but it's got panties in it, make it rated E and people will buy it just for fun.
I'll be honest. I'm kind of curious about this one. I don't remember how much it costs. I did see it on the PlayStation store. I was looking earlier this morning. So it is available for day one download if you want to get on that.
I'm taking the day off, dude.
Right. Well, I guess this will come out when the game's already out. So I don't know. If you bought it and you're playing it, please tweet at us and let us know at Dorit, or God damn it, at that dude versus girl.
I got no time to play Galgun. I'm too busy complaining about Pokemon Go steps. I want Galgun Go. I'll shoot Galgun pheromones at chicks through my phone,
there
you dude.
Go. Yeah, it's called it's being just a bigger Tinder creep than I am.
It's called Upskirt Cam.
Yeah, well, pretty much. That happens very frequently in the game from the few videos that I watched.
Oh my God.
I watched a trailer for it at work, and within 2 seconds into the trailer, it's just a fucking straight vagina shot.
NSF dub.
Panty covered vagina shot, but
tasteful.
Straight snatch nonetheless, baby. Good.
I'm going to look that. I'm going to look that one up.
I'll play you the trailer once we finish here.
That's the
there's also, because I actually do kind of want to know how much it costs, so we'll look that up on the PlayStation after this. There's also Batman Telltale, Telltale series. Yeah, so that is coming out. I don't know about that one.
That's one I'm waiting for reviews on. And it's just like episode one, right?
I guess so.
I mean, that's how they do things.
I don't know. There are no reviews of it yet.
Not yet.
I tried looking it up. There's not even an edit, like editor review on Metacritic. There's nothing about it. So I'm going to go ahead and assume that I'm going to assume it sucks.
Man, I hope not. Batman is... That's a really good story and character for those types of games. And because he's a detective. And that's a great... You know, I guess what The Wolf Among Us was kind of like a detective kind of thing, too. Mm-hmm. So it has potential, but... I don't know. I'm really skeptical.
I think if anyone could do it right, it would be Telltale. They do really great short... video games.
They can.
The thing is that I have been scorned by every fucking Batman game that has ever come out.
Even Arkham?
I hate those games.
No shit.
I fucking hated the last one. The last Arkham one Knight? Was a steaming pile of shit.
What didn't you like about it?
All of it.
Whoa!
I mean, I liked some of it. It's just I don't really like that style of game, and the driving and the fact that you had to drive.
Yeah, I agree. If they did
kill no one, call the suicide hotline if you're feeling like that word might be followed by me.
No, that's true. Being forced to drive the Batmobile,
it was so bad. It's sweet. It brings me back to a really nice place in my childhood where I'm so insanely frustrated by controls that I can't even tolerate playing a game.
It's real slippery.
That's a really cute reminder of how far we've come. You know?
Yeah. And then you had to kind of turn in the tank a lot. You'd be driving, and all of a sudden you enter a combat arena. You got to turn into the
God,
tank.
Oh, my God. It is the worst.
I mean, I like the Arkham games myself. They're pretty good. I enjoy them. I thought they were pretty good, especially the Arkham Asylum's a good kind of Metroidvania type.
Yeah, Arkham Asylum is good. I will give you that. Yeah. And the stories are interesting. Yeah, the story in the last one was good too. It's just that the game itself is not good.
Can't deal.
Cannot deal with it. Do not have shitty controls. Wow. How hard
is that? Well, for the driving, I think the navigating Batman was pretty good. Like him, he himself, I think, was pretty good.
Yeah, but if half of the game is fucking driving,
boy. I totally get it.
It makes me fires me up. Anyway, so Batman, the Telltale series, comes out PS4 and Xbox One tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to play that.
No, I mean, if it gets great reviews, I'll try. If it's episodic, I'll try the first episode and see if I like it, because that's usually like $15. I can drop that. But
I'd still rather spend the $15 on Abzu
That's true. Yeah, ABZ. What's that thing you put over the U?
Umlaut
over the U or whatever. Yeah, I agree with you. I would rather, because that looks new and different and interesting, and as compared to Batman may not be good. It might be same old from Telltale. So.
Yeah, I'll wait. I don't know. They also always release those bundles where it's all four or five.
You might as well wait so you can blast through it.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be on sale during the holidays. Not too interested in it. There's also, it looks like Layers of Fear is coming out for Xbox One with a different edition. It's like the hardcore edition.
Oh yeah.
And then it looks like maybe some DLC for it as well. I'm not sure if it was DLC, but I couldn't really get a clear answer on what exactly it was. But there is for sure a different edition coming out for Xbox One.
I think it was on Early Access on Xbox One.
I thought it already came out definitively for Xbox One.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. I've never played Seven Layers of Fear.
I watched a playthrough.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking I might watch, because a lot of those horror games and stuff, I get into like Alien Isolation. Like, I thought that was really atmospheric.
That game was amazing. I loved it.
What are the other ones? Amnesia, mm-hmm. And Soma. Mm-hmm. Those are really cool. But dude, I get a little freaked out.
Me too. I am with you on that one.
I play with headphones, dude. It freaks me out.
Me too. I am a big baby. I love horror movies.
Me too.
I love horror games.
So weird.
I am such a puss, though. I am like the first person. We've seen horror movies together. It doesn't take a thing to happen, and I just like fly out of my seat.
Right.
But I get so anxious. I build it up, and it's so fucking easy to spot that too, and I still am just like, wah!
Yeah, but especially with like Alien Isolation and Soma and all these other games where there's, you don't have combat, and you just have to fucking run and hide.
No, right,
dude, at least give me a fighting chance. Like, I like Resident Evil and Evil Within and stuff like that. I can deal with those a little more because I have a fighting chance. Mm-hmm. If I don't have a fighting chance and I gotta hide, that shit freaks me the fuck out.
I mean, you kind of do that in Until Dawn too. Dawn was a great game.
I loved Until
Dawn. Absolutely amazing.
I think for me, for Until Dawn, I'm gonna make it a point to play that every October, because there's so many different endings and
yeah,
so
I want to do the same thing. I've been waiting. I'm giving it some room to breathe, mm-hmm. So I can try and forget some things.
Super
to go
cool
back
game.
To it. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed that game.
Really recommend that.
Layers of Fear was great, though. I love the playthrough that I watched. There are several different endings, so I don't know if they're expanding that with the new edition and maybe what is DLC.
Yeah.
But that game was great. It was really pretty. It's very dark.
Yeah.
It's kind of a mystery, so you're solving a riddle while you go through it. I don't know. I thought it was a cool game. So if you're into a horror game and you want something that's a little bit more puzzly,
yeah,
then maybe check out Layers of Fear if you have an Xbox
Seven
One.
Seven Layer Burrito of Fear.
Yeah. Doritos,
Taco
Gorditos,
Bell.
Crunch, Berry.
We can't get through
blast.
A podcast without bringing up Taco Bell, dude.
Dude, it's so good. Oh, boy. And then there's one last game that I wanted to talk about.
Uh-oh.
It's a pretty big one. Overcooked. I don't know if you've heard of this game.
I saw that it was coming out, but I didn't see or
it
read about it.
It looks fucking amazing. This game looks like so much fun. It's a party game. The premise is that up to four people can play together on a console.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are playing help each other to make dishes, and you have to send these dishes out to people. It's pretty standard,
like
Diner Dash kind of. Not like Cooking Mama exactly.
So you're not creating the dishes, you are.
I mean, so like items pop up, like I think the first level is, so it also takes place through time, so you're right. Like time traveling and getting new recipes.
That's
as it goes on.
Interesting wrinkle.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
In time.
Yes. So the first level is on a pirate ship, and you're making soup, and you have mushrooms, onions, and tomatoes, and you need X amount of each ingredient to make whatever type of soup, and there's like requests that come in up in the top. The thing is that there are like stations, and there's barriers in the station that are constantly moving, so sometimes you get blocked and you don't have access to like get the food into like the order bin or like access the food because it's being blocked by this barrier. And it progresses through time, so you get different ingredients and different recipes, and it gets more challenging with more blocks and shit.
Is this like a 2D like overhead or
yeah
is it, okay
but yeah, it's like at an angle,
like
it's
three quarter isometric
yeah
thing.
Yeah,
but it's a cooperative multiplayer game?
Yeah, it's a party game. It's just to be a party game, so
right.
I was thinking because that game is also I'm not sure how much this one is. So the weird thing is that this is a PS4 exclusive.
Really?
Well, I mean, it might be out on PC, but right, it's sure, on PS4 is what's coming mm-hmm. out for tomorrow. I couldn't find it on the PlayStation Store, oh. but everything says that it comes out tomorrow. I'm going to try and buy it tomorrow, and then maybe we'll do a Fucked Up Friday.
Oh, dude.
Play
I'm,
it.
I'm not good at cooking, though.
It's, well, I don't know. You can. You're gonna figure it out. God damn it. So we might go up on our Twitch this Friday and play that. If Ben is crying in the corner, you can at least watch the famous mountain dude paralyzing sorrow cries.
I don't have the mushrooms,
corner.
Dude. I don't have the mushrooms.
And maybe even producer Ethan will throw in on that. Who knows? But we'll probably have some drinks and maybe play that this weekend.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, and on Twitch, that's Drudiverse Girl.
We'll probably tweet it out.
Yeah.
But you got to go to our Twitter, which is Doritos and Mountains. It's DoritoMountain.com.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I would really like to do that, though. It looks way fun, and I watched several other people play it, and it looked like they were having a great time.
Really?
So,
all
right. I'm pretty excited. I really want to check
that's
that
cool.
out. Yeah. I don't know. Was there any other games that you saw that were coming
no,
out?
No, it's kind of a dry week. I mean, I guess Batman's a pretty decent size game, but otherwise, no, not that you covered them.
I mean, I think for me, the big ones that I'm going to. The two that I am for sure going to get are Overcooked and ABZU, Abzu. I'm not sure how to say that one. And you know, my secret closet purchase is going to be Gal Gun Double
oh,
Piece.
Hell
I think
yeah. I'm going to buy that, but I didn't want to.
I'm probably not really going to buy that. I probably will. I'm not sure.
I probably already have it.
I'm having a deep internal debate about it right now. If it's, you know what, if it's $20 or less.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
You might, yeah. Have a little fun. You like the weird anime Japanese thing, so go for it.
I like How to Full Boyfriend. That's a great
yeah, there you
game
go.
If you haven't played that. Shout out to Dating Sims, you know?
With birds.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
God.
There's like a million different endings to that game. It goes on forever. Okay. Yeah. Oh, there's that picture. We took a Polaroid of you one time when you came over.
Oh, yeah.
In front of that, in but it didn't turn out.
No. Thank God.
Bummer. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know what? Here's another thing that does come out. Sorry. The Xbox One S comes out tomorrow.
Oh, that comes out tomorrow?
That comes out tomorrow. Yeah, I was kind of surprised,
weird.
Too. Yeah.
I guess August 2nd. I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, the smaller, 40% smaller, quieter, I guess, more better operation, 4K compatible, HDR, high dynamic range lighting, if your TV can do that. It does have the new Xbox One S controller, which I think is not much different from the Xbox One controller, which is probably one of my favorite controllers. I think it's got some rubber grip on the back or something, and maybe it's slightly different.
Is this supposed to be like the customizable ones?
Those, I think those are going to be the new style controller, the S.
Those started
those
rolling
cool.
out.
Yeah,
too.
I really want to play with that.
Me too. I want to touch one.
Yeah. Well, I really want a freaking Xbox Elite controller. Have you seen those?
Dude, I have been bonering out about those since
so
they got announced.
It looks so rad. In every review I've heard, this
I know,
is the
everyone,
best controller I've ever touched in my life.
God, I want one so
I do
bad.
Too, but it's $250. It's just
it's
asking
too
so much.
You think that they'll have those with the Project
Scorpio? I don't know. Oh, yeah, I could see that being an incentive, packing in one of those, because yeah,
mean,
it is the
like
higher
$1 million console.
Yeah, it might as well, if you want to go and make that this is our high tier enthusiast console, throw in the enthusiast controller.
I mean, if you know Microsoft, though, they'll be like, here's your fucking $20 controller.
Know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they
I
always do that.
Yeah,
shit.
But I think hopefully they'll have the strategy of, dude, this is going to be this is our premium quality product. We got to put in our premium shit. But
I hope so.
Yeah. But anyway, the S
that
comes out.
That would give me more incentive to consider buying one.
Although, yeah, no. Jesus.
I don't, whatever. We don't even have a price point yet, so who
yeah,
knows
exactly.
what it's going to be
but
like.
The, yeah, but the S is expensive, I think. I think it's $399, $349.
It's that expensive?
I
they just dropped the Xbox One in
but
price.
But this is the new one. and it's smaller and quieter, and it's got 2 terabytes and 4K compatible.
Oh,
I don't know.
2 terabytes, that's worth it.
Yeah, and that's what I think it is. I think they were going to have a couple different tiers, and so I think one's a little more expensive because it has a larger hard drive.
Gotcha. All right, well, you know what? If you don't have an Xbox One and you've been thinking about getting one, or you think that you're going to get one for the holidays, or you have a birthday coming up or whatever, ask for that 2 terabyte, because I cannot tell you enough. I have run out of room on every fucking console that I own except for the Wii U.
Because here's the deal, guys. They wanted to do all digital libraries, and you fucking complained. And I wanted that, for crying out loud. But guess what they do? You put in the disc, it just fucking installs the game like a PC
game. So
it takes up a ton of hard drive space.
It still takes up a lot of space. You are saving like 10 to 20 gigs. But here's the thing that they don't tell you. When you buy a game and it's the disc version, or if you buy a digital version, it's allotting for the amount of space that they believe that you will need for all of the DLC and all of the updates.
Is that what PlayStation does?
No, that's what every game company does.
That sucks.
When you, like, if you look at the back of a game, like Destiny, for instance, is like 20 gigs or something like that. It's like insane, right? Or it might even be like 60.
Right,
it's like,
it's bigger
it's
than that.
Big,
it's
big, yeah.
It's huge, like 60. Probably.
That is slating for this space for every update that they're going to have. I'm not, because they know that they're going to have updates come out, and they'd rather have the space reserved rather than you get fucked and not be able to play it.
Fuck off. I can manage my own system, dude. You don't have to do that for me. I can manage what I want to play.
Okay, and the other thing too is that, like, some people don't set their consoles, they don't go through the full setup, so some people do have it on all the time and just allow for automatic updates, so that like really fuck
you
over.
I mean, I do
over.
Auto updates, but I mean, damn, wow, really? That sucks. But yeah, no doubt, Donna is absolutely correct. Get the bigger storage capacity.
Yeah, do
you
yourself
will not
a favor.
Because yeah, my PS4 is so full, and I wanted to, and I just fired it up the other day, I hadn't had it on in a couple of weeks, and it was just like, can't update this, because I don't have any space. But then I look and I'm like, I got 20 gigs, and then I guess that's what it is, it's reserving the space for deals. Man, that's crooked, dude.
Yeah. It happens.
But anyway, if you want a new Xbox, I'm sure this one's better. It's much smaller than the gigantic VCR that you can get now. I would not, if they're going to, they're probably going to, they've already did drop the price. If you want an Xbox, don't get the old one.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Just
the old one.
Wait, if it's a little too expensive for you now, and get the
I'm
new
sure
one.
Sure, it'll drop during the
it
holidays.
It will. And you know, this one you can actually turn vertical if you want to. It comes with a stand.
Whoa.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bringing that back.
Well, I don't have enough room for mine to stand vertical anymore.
Well, I'm just going to keep my old one. And I might get
gonna,
Scorpio, but
I don't know about that.
Shit's expensive. But anyway,
I don't know.
If you're in the market, it's out tomorrow. I think I've only seen it in white, so maybe
I think that's all it comes
I think
in.
That's all it comes in. But they'll have pack-ins, and they have different special ones. I think anybody.
Oh,
Gears
well,
of
you
War
know what?
Coming.
I think there's the Gears of War one when that comes out. Who cares?
I
want to
play it.
I won't. The only other thing I forgot, there is also I don't know what's coming out for Xbox Live this month, but the I don't remember what it is for PlayStation. I know that it sucks. I guess we'll just talk about that next week.
What upcoming games?
Yeah.
Well,
because they probably won't come out for a few more days anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But really, all of the shit that's on my radar, No Man's Sky, the end, period. Exclamation mark.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to be playing next week.
God, I hope it's good.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree. I hope it's good also. I'm sure it will be. Oh, you know what? We didn't even talk about what we were playing last week.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm practically playing the same shit I was playing last week. Are you too?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm playing Pokemon Go, so... Well, you started playing
Pokemon
Go.
I understand the appeal. I get it.
It's fun.
It's
kitschy.
Yeah, and I can see how it gets you up and wanting to go. Like, I started playing and I came back from Classic Game Fest, and I had to drop lures all the time. That's a whole different story. I was having trouble just even getting the fucking Pokestop to populate so I could drop a goddamn lure. But anyway, I started playing it, and I cared so much that I was like, I went to my girlfriend's house after Classic Game Fest, and I was like, oh, there's a Pokestop across the street. And I walked over there and I fucking got the shit. I didn't want to play this game. I just hit level 5. That's when you choose a team, right?
Yes. Yeah, but you have to go to a gym to do that.
I haven't chosen a team.
Well, I'm
do you want
very,
to alienate a good portion
no, I
of our
don't.
Audience
I, you
right
know
now?
What? I'm excited to hear what you have to say. You choose next week. I would like to remain in the dark about what you're going to choose.
All right, fair enough.
And then I will talk shit about it next week. I had something very cool happen with Pokemon for myself as well today. I got the for the Backpacker Award, I visited 666 Pokestops out
Dude,
of 1,000.
I
also got another award today, the Collector. I captured 666 Pokemon today.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's
so
bad. Dude, I would not play anymore. That's it.
I already surpassed those numbers. So I took screenshots of both.
Yeah,
and
you should. That's pretty bad. I like that.
That's all I got for that. I started playing. So I've had a lot of phone drama in the past month. I finally got everything situated. I got a new phone. Life is looking up for me. And I re-downloaded Sailor Drops.
Sailor Drops. I haven't played this one.
It's basically Candy Crush, but Sailor Moon themed.
Oh.
So they speak in Japanese sometimes. You get the Sailor Moon transformations. It follows the story of the anime or manga. It's following Crystal for you, you otakus out there. Wow. It's I love it. I was really far on my last phone and they don't have a way to log in, so I lost all of that progress.
Now you have purpose. You just get right back to it.
I'm fucking blowing through the game right now. I forgot how easy it is.
Really?
Yes, I got to a very, very difficult point where it would take me multiple weeks to beat a level.
Have
so.
Microtransactions? Is that how you
yeah I don't
it's
fucking,
a free game
yeah the only game that I spent money on, and I fucking did it again this weekend.
$600 on Pokemon
I
Go.
I spent another $1 on Pokemon Go because I didn't have any lures.
See,
and
that's what
I
they want.
Use it at the bar.
That's what they
so
want.
Everyone could take advantage. Yep. And then no one threw one up again.
Dude, I get it, because I was supposed to lay lures for Classic Game Fest, but the good thing about Classic Game Fest was there were so many people there, they were dropping lures and I didn't have to do it. So
nice.
Yeah, but there's no count. Is there a countdown timer?
Mm-hmm.
There is. I didn't find it. No, you just have to. You just see.
You just
there's
have to
no
pay
leaves
or
dropping on it.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's they last 30 minutes.
Right.
Which is why I like to throw them up at a bar.
Yeah.
Because I know I can drink for at least 30 minutes. It's one of my strong suits.
This is true. I can vouch.
Yeah, I'm not an alcoholic, guys. If you know what, if you're facing alcohol or other
right.
addiction
Again,
issues,
this is another positive message.
Yeah, go ahead and reach out to whoever deals with that. I'm
can,
not
can
sure.
I have another beer, please?
No, because you don't have any more. You drank the last beer.
But I can't have a twisted tea.
That's true. We have those for another podcast. That's for another podcast on Body Tape International. It has not come out yet. But you know what? One day I'll drink that on a different show, maybe.
Twisted Tea and Taco Bell, dude.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Duh. All right. Wow, guys.
Dude, hold up. Time out. Wait. 1 second. A little bit. Wait, just a longer. Fuck. Are you kidding me? Get out of here, dude.
Here's the thing, okay? We have to do a Fucked Up Friday.
On Twisted Tea?
On Twitch.tv.
With Twisted Tea.
Not with Twisted Tea. I'm talking vodka, Baja, Blast Baby, Taco
dude.
Bell, Doritos, Mountain Dew. The four major food groups covered. That's right, guys. The four major food groups of Taco Bell, Doritos, Mountain Dew, and vodka.
Dude, I got some PTO. I'll need to use some sick time that next week if we do that, dude.
It's gonna be Friday. You got the whole weekend to have a death.
To get resurrected for work.
Dude, also shout out, you know, spoiler alert for next week, for a personal spoiler alert for next week. This weekend is International Sailor Moon Day.
Whoa, really?
Yes. I am going to be at the Highball in Austin here. If you live locally, if you want to go out to a bar, from 1 until I think the bar closes at 2.
Is it a Sailor Moon party?
Yes. Oh, and people, they have costume contests. Me and a crew of people are all going to be dressed up as Sailor Moon. So if you want to come say what's up to the Dorito girl.
Fucking tuxedo and a mask, man.
Ethan's going to be tuxedo mask.
Oh, perfect.
Dude, you want to go? You want to come with us?
I don't know, maybe.
Dude, it's going to be so dope. I fucking can't wait. I've been looking forward to this for months.
You know what, though? That's a good place to use my Gal Gun Go mobile app on all this hot Sailor Moon chicks.
Yeah.
Shoot pheromones at them.
Yeah.
Catch them all.
Yeah, it should be pretty tight. I don't know. I mean, if you're in town and you're looking for something to do this weekend, you're bummed that you missed Classic Game Fest, go to fucking International Sailor Moon Day. I know that there are Poke Subs there, too.
Yeah,
so.
Transform, man.
Yeah.
Enjoy the fun.
Dude, it's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. I can't wait to talk about it next week.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I don't know. You got anything else you want to get off your chest?
Man, I think we covered most of it. Pretty sure.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter at DudeVerseGirl.
You did it.
It took a while, but we finally got there.
I set up my Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. You liked some of the DudeVerseGirl ones.
And I said I have shit to say about CGF. It's all right. You can follow me at _MountainDude_ Because believe it or not, somebody already came up with it. Get the fuck out of here. And they came up with almost all derivatives of it. So _MountainDude all spelled out.
You know what's tight about that, though, is that if you give it that landing, it does make the M probably look more like a mountain.
Dude, ah, man, you know me so well. That's what I was going for. It's about aesthetics.
All right. Well, sweet. Thanks for checking us out. Again, follow us on Twitter at DudeVerseGirl. You can also find all of the other podcasts that we do on the network. Just search on iTunes, Body Tape, INTL, and that will pull up everything else. There's a bunch of other shows. There's the Gary Busey Town Massacres.
Yeah.
If you like movies, there's Feature Lists. If you want to talk nerdy about some fan edits of movies, FCC Presents, which is a variety show, and then we have some new shows coming out too, I believe. And we'll tweet out those deets about, I can't fucking believe I just said deets.
You did.
Well,
I didn't say frick this time.
we'll tweet out frickin' deets. Yeah, we'll tweet out, we'll tweet our frickin' A's off about these deets, guys. We're gonna get on the Twitches. So yeah. Check that out. I'm gonna crush so much Taco Bell.
Oh, frick, dude.
Yeah, frick these A's. We're out of here.
Put the frick up some Taco Bell.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it? International.